Hi, this is your friend, Emmanuel Dagger, and you're listening to The Miracle Cafe, the home of transformational conversations that serve to attract even more miracles in your life. The Miracle Cafe is excited to connect you with visionary guests, concepts, and modalities here to assist you in manifesting a miraculous life. It's my deepest honor to welcome you to The Miracle Cafe. Hey, hey, we're back for another miraculous hour together. Yay! I'm Emmanuel Dagger, and I'm just so grateful for you and that you're choosing to just tune in and spread the word and share the show with others. I'm so grateful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Just from my heart, thank you once again. I say it each week, but I just can't get enough of that gratitude and thanking you, because it is because of your support that the show is growing so quickly. So I just wanted to just express that gratitude again, and I hope you can really feel that from my heart space. And so the theme of this week is all about balanced living. And today we have two visionary guests joining us in a few minutes at the roundtable to discuss how to anchor in more balance in our lives. But right now, I would love to begin by setting a powerful intention for the show. Kind of sets the theme, the tone of the show. And so for today, I would like to set the tone that everyone tuning in, that they attract even more balance into their life so that they experience more ease, grace, and joy. If you agree with that, just say, "And so it is." Thank you. All right, so as you know, every time we do these shows, I kind of talk a little bit about what I'm going through in my personal life, and so that, you know, maybe I know that if I'm going through it, maybe someone else is going through it, since we're all so connected. And so these past few weeks, it's been interesting. I've been really, really getting a lot of amazing feedback that has guided me to move back into that authentic self on a deeper level. And let me share with you what the feedback has been. It's interesting, you know, in this field of work that I do, you know, as you know, for me, my deepest desire is just to inspire others, just to lift others up, make them feel good, and inspire them. So in this type of line of work, there's a lot of wonderful teachers and speakers who are just amazing. And then sometimes there's something that happens, which is, I'm sure a lot of you experienced at some point or the other, when like this kind of veil lifts, and you see that the person or these teachers or speakers that you admire so much or you value so much or are inspired by, that they're not really living or walking what they're sharing, what they're talking about. So their message is one thing, but they're kind of acting another way. So for me, that has happened recently. And so what I did was I used that as feedback to look within myself and say, hey, where can I be even more authentic? And how can I use this experience that happened to be more authentic? And then it just kind of reaffirms, hey, that's what I'm here to do, is just to be my real self and share who I really am. You know, those who know me very well know that what you see is what you get. Exactly how I share myself with you is the way that I share myself in my life. And I wouldn't be able to do it any other way. It just wouldn't feel right. So that's kind of what I've been going through this week, is these past 2 weeks, is just really not being in judgment of, you know, why those teachers or speakers or guides or whatever are acting that way, but just using it as feedback for me to be more authentic and be even more who I really am. So I take that, those experiences that I learned from those teachers and those you know, guides and visionaries, I use that as a teaching myself. Wow, they are teaching me, even though it's maybe not the most comfortable teaching, you know, to kind of see that veil lift off and see the true intent behind the mission of what they're doing. But really being able to look at it as a lesson for me of how I can be more authentic. So if you have anything you want to add to that, if you've had a similar experience, I would love to hear about it. So just email me at Emmanuel@miraclecaferadio.com, and you know, I would just love to hear that and hear your insights on that. So let's get right into one of my other favorite parts of the show, which is the gratitude segment. So gratitude, as you know, I always say this, gratitude instantly raises our vibration and attracts more blessings and experiences in our lives to be grateful for. So this week, today, my gratitude is I'm just so, so grateful for just listening to my inner guidance and making that conscious choice to follow my dream, to follow my desire of inspiring others, because it is so, so fulfilling for me, and I'm so grateful for just following that no matter what the circumstances have been, no matter what obstacles were in the way. I'm so grateful for pursuing that and staying on path and following my guidance towards that goal of just really inspiring others. And even for me, I say if I'm inspiring one person, you know, that's made my whole life worth living, because I'm so great. That's what I'm here to do, is to inspire. So what are you grateful for today? Just take a moment right now and just affirm out loud, whether you're at home, in the car, just affirm out loud what you're grateful for. So just go ahead and do that now. Just check in with your body. See how you feel. Good. All right, and as you're sharing your gratitude, Cody in Boston is grateful for the clarity he just received regarding a big decision he's been wanting to make for a while. So awesome. Thank you, Cody, for sharing that. And Terrence in Portland is grateful for learning how to let go and have fun. So important to have fun. Thank you, Terrence, for sharing that. And if you have a gratitude you'd like to share, please submit it to Emmanuel@miraclecaferadio.com. And know, by sharing your gratitude on air, it always magnifies manyfold the blessings that you will experience in your life. And while you're receiving the blessings, you're also blessing us with your gratitude. So let's get right into today's roundtable. Joining me today are two visionary guests who are inspiring the world with their insights and knowledge, and I feel so, so blessed. I'm just so blessed to have them on the show with us today. So welcome today our first guest, inspirational speaker, author, life coach, spiritual counselor, Deborah Deras, and international speaker and teacher, Kim Mitchell. And so welcome, ladies. Hello, and thank you for being here today.
Hello.
So I know you guys are really, really inspired about the topic of balanced living. So that's kind of my intention of the show today. The theme is all about balanced living. So the first thing that I'd like to kind of ask you about is what does balance actually mean from your perspective? So let's start with Deborah. What does balance actually mean for you?
For me, balance is a very individual concept, and it's been something that I have been evolving to understand, because at one point I thought, okay, my life will be in balance when, and then I realized that life is constantly changing, so my definition of balance and what that looks like needs to change. And so for me, balance is a feeling tone of being at peace, being in harmony, and feeling whole. And so when I'm in balance, I feel that I'm in integrity with myself, because I'm allowing for time for extreme self-care. And I'm really a big advocate of self-care is not selfish, but selfish is when you're doing something for yourself at the detriment of others, where self-care is you're taking care of yourself so you can better be of service to others. And as a light worker, if I'm not in balance, I can't help anybody. So that's my definition.
I love it. Love it. Love it. Kim, let's get your perspective on what balance really means to you.
When I think of balance, I think of living a life that's integrated. You know, a lot of people think that we have all these separate lives, like I'm a teacher, I'm a spiritual person, I'm a speaker, I'm somebody's daughter, I'm somebody's mother, somebody's wife. And the truth is, there's really one life that we're living, and that it should be integrated. And so for me, integration means balance. For me, when all these different lives come together with ease and grace, then we're living a balanced life because we're really being true to who and what we are.
Mm. That's, oh man, so well expressed. And so now, why do you think so many people seem to have such a hard time experiencing balance in their lives? What do you think that's about? Kim, let's have you start with that.
I think it comes down to this definition of who we are as human beings. Are we human beings or are we human doings? And most of us tend to think that we're not about anything if we're not doing something. Mm-hmm. So we have these long lists of things to do, and it's hard to balance when you feel like you're juggling 12 balls in the air. And so I think a lot of people have a hard time balancing their lives because of that, because their definition of who they are comes from what they do.
Mm. That's such a good point.
Yeah, I feel like people have what I call the disease of FOMO, F-O-M-O, the fear of missing out. We have so many, especially in Los Angeles, we have so many opportunities. There's so many things we can do on a given basis. And like Kim says, because we're operating from the place of human doing, mm-hmm. then we think, well, if we just take time just to be, that somehow that's lazy. And it's far from the truth. In fact, my being time, and I think I learned this from a saying by Thich Nhat Hanh, it's that you can achieve more in 20 minutes of meditation than 23 hours of activity. So it's mm-hmm. a different philosophy embracing the feminine energy of receptivity and being rather than only the masculine energy of doing. And I feel when we have that integrated, the feminine and the masculine, we'll feel more in balance.
So quick question then, for our listeners who maybe have a challenge being, you know, just being able to not always have to do something. What could you suggest to them of how they can move into that space of just being and being comfortable in that space? Whoever wants to take that.
I think, this is Kim. I think that one of the things that we should do is if you are one of those people that is used to having a to-do list, then add rest, meditation, relaxation to your to-do list. You're really one of those people that operates from that perspective of, well, I'm not, you know, a human being, if I'm not doing something, then add that doing nothing to your list. Trick your mind. You know, you can always use what works for you to solve that particular issue. The other thing I've learned is that I have what I call my most radical act. I remember there was a weekend where I had a list of 12 things I had accomplished that I wrote on Friday that needed to get done by Monday. And one of those things my mom was really pressuring me to get done. And what I realized is instead of just focusing on those 12 things I had to do in that moment and checking them off one by one, the most radical act that I could commit in that moment was to take a few minutes to meditate. And so even though I had a really long list of things to do, the first thing I would do each day is to become centered and to meditate. And it seems counterintuitive because we think that's not something to do. It's not on our to-do list. It's not an action that we need to take. Mm-hmm. But it is an action that does restore us back to balance and allows us a reserve of energy and a well from which to draw as we move through life doing all these things we think we have to do.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, that's really important, just making that radical act of meditation every day.
You know, on top of that, for me, because I know you and I are very similar in that sense that we have the to-do list and we, you know, getting things done. And for me, I actually had to divide my day up and specifically intend to make time to have fun and enjoy my day, intend to do my spiritual, which, you know, I was very involved in just meditation and things, but then also making sure that, you know, balancing it out with enjoying making some time for myself, similar to what Deborah was saying in the beginning, you know, focusing on the self, taking care of the self so you can be much more for the world. And then also at the end of the day or whatever, getting my to-do list checked off. So really incorporating like a balanced, you know, day per se. For me, it's, you know, playing and having fun. That was a big part of my balance. So, well.
Can I ask that, you know?
Yes.
One of the things, I wrote a book called Confessions of an Adrenaline Addict, How to Achieve More with Less Effort. And one of the things that I learned through the writing of that book was to create white space on my calendar. And so because I'm such a doer, if I didn't have something scheduled like rest, like literally I have rest scheduled in, I won't. The universe abhors a vacuum. I will just schedule something else in.
And so I really schedule time for reading. I have my discipline rituals of meditation, prayer, visioning in there. So if you're really kind of a task-oriented person, scheduling that white space in is good. And the other thing that I decided to incorporate to have balance, because I'm very good at doing and very good at accomplishing, but when it comes to releasing, I resist. So I had to make a let-go list. And so I let go, and this is on a daily, weekly basis. I let go of limiting beliefs. I let go of old behaviors. I let go of things that no longer serve me. Even people sometimes I have to let go of spending time with if they become toxic in my life. So I think that people who are used to doing to-do lists, they can try to do a let-go list as well.
Mm. Wow, that's powerful. You know, that's something very interesting that we have to really be conscious and make an effort, I heard in there, you know, to put rest on your day. And that, you know, that was an aha moment for me because I still am in a space where, you know, I work a lot. So for me, now you just completely got the, you know, the mind working saying, hey, maybe I need to just put rest for that day. So thank you for that, Deborah.
Yeah, Emmanuel, I often, this is Kim, I often will put disco nap on my calendar. If I know I'm going out and I want to have some fun later, I'll have a list of things to do during the day, and then on evening I'll put disco nap.
Oh, I love it.
That gives me an opportunity to refuel for the fun stuff that I want to do later. And when you schedule it in your calendar, then it becomes guilt-free. It's not like you're being lazy, you're not doing your to-do list. This is part of what you need to do to be present and to be full. So when you're giving, whether it's work or play, you're fullest.
Now, on the other hand, you know, maybe someone's listening and they're they have a full white calendar, you know, they don't have many things scheduled and things, and they want to learn how to incorporate more balance in their life. So would we just say to them to incorporate more an organized system? Like what would we tell them? Like, what would you suggest to someone who might be very super relaxed and doesn't have a schedule and kind of just goes, what would you share with them if they want to experience more balance in their life?
Yeah, I think I myself went through phases because I was, like, doing so much and I had gotten so burnt out that I was doing nothing. And I was like, okay, well, there's got to be something on the calendar. I have this phrase, schedule it in your calendar, see it in your life. So I would, if you have a BlackBerry or any sort of a phone or even like a Google Calendar or Outlook, make recurring appointments. So I have recurring appointments not to work out because who wants to work after working all day, but I call it playing out because the words we use and how we phrase things affect our behaviors and accordingly our results. So if you have people schedule in play out time, schedule in meditation time, schedule in follow-up time or schedule in work time. All of the things, if they want to be more social, maybe schedule in time for a music class or a class at the university. But when you have it scheduled in and it's recurring in a system that works for you, then you'll see it in your life.
So having like a constant there, it could be very grounding for someone who is maybe not so grounded by nature, right?
And they can leave it loose, like Deborah was saying, so that it can have categories, you know, like from this time is my play time, from this time to this time is my spiritual relaxation time. And they don't have to put in exactly what that's going to be, because for some people who live by ease and grace and are very spontaneous, that's a little confining. So they don't necessarily have to do it the way someone like me, who's a type A, you know, organized person, would do it. Because that would probably drive a person who's very, you know, go with the flow absolutely nuts. So we can all find ways that work for us to achieve more balance in our lives.
Yeah, that's so important. Yeah, I just think it's so important to get both aspects of it. Because I know most us three here, we're pretty much of the type A.
A little bit.
And I'm really, really, you know, I have been for a while, just been getting more into that middle ground where I can just go with the flow and relax. And, you know, because not everything is always going to be exactly how we planned. So it makes life much easier. So thank you guys for sharing that. And so is there anything else, any other insight or tool that you might want to leave the listener with of how they can experience more balance in their life? We've touched on so much, but if there was one thing that you absolutely know that really works for you, what would that be? Let's start with Kim.
I think one of the things that I actually made a list of three things when I was considering work-life balance tips, but the one that comes to mind for me to speak on now is this concept of saying no. I think a lot of times the reasons why we feel overwhelmed, and I speak on stress management a lot of different groups, and I think much of the stress that we feel comes from our own pressure on ourselves to constantly be doing things and to take on everything everyone asks us to do. So I think just sitting still with yourself and thinking about giving yourself some think time before you tell anyone, yes, I'll do this, just say things like, you know, let me think about it and I'll get back to you in about 30 minutes. And just hang up the phone, go within, and just ask yourself, is this something that I really want to do? Sometimes what I'll do is I'll say whatever it is the person's asked me to do. So I'll say something like, yes, I will write this paper, and I'll just see how it feels in my body. And then I'll say, no, I won't write this paper, and I'll see how my body responds. And then I'm really aware of what my true yeses are and what my true nos are. I think our automatic reflex a lot of times, because we want to be nice, we want to be liked, we want acceptance, is to say yes to everything we're asked to do. And that truly can create your life out of balance when you're constantly doing that. So if there was one tip that I would leave the listeners with, is learn to feel comfortable saying no. I heard a great healer say on an audio one time, it was so wonderful, and I can't even remember who to attribute to, and I feel awful about that. She said, no is a complete sentence. You can say no, and you don't even have to explain why. And that helps keep your life in balance.
And also, if you're saying it in a compassionate, loving way, then you're modeling for people how they can self-care.
That's what I was just thinking, Deborah, because I was thinking, you know, a lot of people, even though, you know, we do our spiritual work and we are in a good space, sometimes when we hear no, and it's in the way that someone might say it, maybe they're a little aggressive about it, or that's in a way that maybe actually is not the nicest way of saying it, then, it, you know, our, of course, our feelings could get hurt. So really setting the intention to say no, even if it's just that word, in a way that is loving, and the intention behind it is that, you know, I'm respecting myself. That's why I'm saying it, you know?
And I think also is when you say no, you give the power back to the individual, because sometimes when people can't see a way out, they want to defer that issue to somebody else. And if you say no coming from a space that you know that person will work out that issue on their own, that they have every tool within them that they need in order to make that happen for themselves, then I think that you are coming from a kinder, gentler space.
Yes, yes. And Deborah, did you want to share something about maybe one insight, one tool that you can share with the listeners that we haven't maybe really touched on yet around experiencing a more balanced life?
Yeah, one of the things that we talk about in the book is about shifting from focusing on time to focusing on energy. Because when we think about, oh, if I only had another hour in the day, I would get more things done. But if we have another hour in the day, we'll either schedule more or do less. It's really about focusing on our energy. And so if we have an energy balance sheet, on one side where we have all the assets, and then these are the things that boosts our energy. For me, it's walking on the beach or going in the pool or meditating. And to schedule those in our life first. When we talk about financial planning, they always say invest in yourself first. And in self-care and life balance, it's the same thing. In order for us to give to other people, we need to fill our well up first. So I schedule in my time for my workouts, playouts, meditation first, and then everything comes around that. And I will even, like Kim says, say no to work if I feel it's going to interfere with my balance, because I know in the long run, if I take it, I'll get sick and then I'll have to lose opportunities. And on the other side, the liability side, is to let go of the things that zap our energy. So sometimes I would observe myself having negative self-talk, or I would observe that I would feel low when I was around a certain environment or ate a certain food. So that's where we create our let-go list and let go of the things that zap our energy, and then schedule in our calendar the things that boost our energy. And I found that to be a really great system to help me stay in alignment with my goals.
Wow. Well, we're seriously Time is flying by, and so many insights, so many things to write down for me. I'm just taking notes. But I want to, before we leave, I want to make sure that we get to one special thing is, how has balance changed your life? How has choosing to do these amazing steps and tools and techniques that you shared with us, how has that transformed your life personally? Let's start with Deborah.
I just feel I have more peace and more joy. Before, I was always feeling guilty. I had this life coach that said to me, Deborah, if you feel guilty because you're taking a nap or you're taking a day off, good. Because that means you're making progress, because you were totally the other way before. I was like totally going off the edge. So I just feel that by my giving myself permission, by scheduling disco nap or scheduling white space, then I allow myself that freedom, and I am so much more. This is the one thing I want to tell people and make sure that they understand, is when you take time for yourself and you nourish yourself, you are so much more clear and productive and intuitive during all the other working hours. So meditation is not another thing on your to-do list or wasting time or any of the being activities. They actually give you more energy, and you're more in alignment. You're more receptive. You're like a tuned-up battery that's able to perform faster and more efficient the entire day.
Amazing.
I call myself a Geyser Bunny.
Yes, I know that. you definitely are. And Kim, so would you like to add anything onto that?
I think my answer was very much in alignment with Deborah's, in the sense that I talked about earlier my most radical act. And for me, when I start off with meditation, when I include that as part of my day and I get centered and focused, then instead of just working through things, you know, checking off a to-do list, I'm working from a space of inspired action, from inspiration. So all of the things that I am moved to do and the ways in which I'm moved to do them throughout my day, they're inspired by a higher power that I tapped into earlier in the day. So for me, that is where my balance comes from. And admittedly, my personality type is that I really enjoy and seek balance in my life. That's something that comes naturally to me a lot, and I feel that. But there are also times, just like everyone else, where I feel like I'm so focused on work or I'm not working enough, that I try to bring myself back into alignment through that radical act of meditation, through getting centered, and just knowing that when I'm centered and focused and feeling connected, then I move through my activities inspired rather than moving through my activities because I want to finish them. And I want to be able to check off that list. Because as a type A personality, I feel a lot of, like, good energy, and I feel good about myself when I cross something off a list. It's like a high. But that's one way to move through life. But then the other way is cross it off your list because you've gone about it in a way that's inspiring and in a way that's spirit-led, rather than you just going through life just doing things, just to be doing them. So that's kind of my perspective. Right, and you get, as Deborah's saying, you get more satisfaction when you move from inspired action rather than just taking action from a void.
Wow. Okay, so Kim, where can our listeners find you? And if you have any upcoming events, please share that now.
Well, I am going to be easily found by going to www.chemistryarts.com. That's KIMESTRYARTS.com. And you can also find my writings in Inspiration to Realization, Volume 2. I have a chapter called Living Your Soul Print, and you can read more about me there. I also have a blog at chemistryarts.blogspot.com. You can find more information there. I'll be doing some healing events coming up and speaking on stress for different corporate organizations, and those dates will be on my website. And I also have a speaker reel that I can share with any listeners that's going to be available on the website as well.
Yes, if you guys are looking for an amazing motivational speaker and inspired speaker, definitely check her out. And and we've got Miss Deborah. How can they find you?
The best way to find me would be to go to Synergy Unlimited. It's SynergyUnlimited.net. Also, friend me and fan me on Facebook. I am Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, Deras, D-E-R-A-S. And when you go to the Synergy Unlimited site, there is a box where you can include your email address, and then I will send you out my monthly newsletter with inspirational articles, and you'll get the calendar of events and find out, because both Kim and I speak internationally, so depending on where you're listening, we may be coming to a city or a state near you, and you can check out the website and find out where we are and come out and check us out.
Awesome. And I also know Deb is such a dynamic speaker and such an inspirational speaker to so many. So definitely want to check her out. And thank you, ladies, so much for being here. You are welcome. You have an open invitation anytime you want to be on the show. These segments are so fast, but we get so much amazing insight. I know I get so many aha moments as well. So thank you guys for being here today.
Thank you, Emmanuel.
So we're going to take a quick music break, and when we come back, we're going to do some energy work around balance. Welcome back to the Miracle Cafe. You were just listening to Mystic Girl, which is off of my Core Energy Therapy album, which you can find at magnifiedmanifesting.com. And that song was dedicated to all of the goddesses out there. So thank you for tuning in, and we are now ready to do some energy work. So just go ahead, and I invite you to close your eyes, just open up, be in a receptive space, take a nice deep breath in. Just breathing in that oxygen, that love, that joy all around you, just filling yourself up with that. Good. And just breathe out any of the concerns, the thoughts of the day. Just let them go. Good. Take another deep breath in. And breathe out. Good, and one more. Take a deep breath in and release. Good. So we're going to do some energy work today, and most of you who have been tuning in know what we're working with. It's applied quantum physics and specific techniques that really help go into the subconscious, clearing those patterns that are not serving us and opening us up to more of those belief systems, patterns that we really would like to experience so that it begins showing up in our life experience. Because as we know, most of our life is a projection of our subconscious. All the experiences that we've had, you know, if we internalize belief systems from our parents, from society, from the media, things like that, usually what happens is we, even if we're not aware of it, we can internalize it and then it shows up in our life. So if someone has a belief that, and it's a subconscious that they can do anything, or let's say as a child, their parents and, you know, just their environment had that knowledge, that knowing, gave them that knowing that they can achieve anything in life, that nothing is too big for them to achieve. And guess what? Those people usually end up being very, very successful people, whatever it is, even if it's just a successful marriage or successful business or just successfully happy. And if someone experienced a really challenging upbringing, those are just lessons that they were meant to learn to overcome, but sometimes they could internalize that as their reality. So then they just keep projecting that and recreating that in their life over and over again until they kind of learn the lesson, move on, and then, you know, give themselves permission to experience the abundance, the joy, the whatever it is that they're truly desiring within themselves, give themselves permission to experience that. So the work that we do is on the subconscious, which is, you know, equally as effective as if you're writing, you know, an affirmation 100,000 times or greater. They say, you know, if you re-shift and retrain the mind to kind of work with affirmations like I am love, I am confident, over time it will start manifesting. But what we're doing is just bypassing all of that and just instantly shifting so that miracles, blessings, transformations can occur. And also today we're going to do, because the topic is all about balance, we're going to do some energy work on the physical level and also on the chakra systems, which is, you know, so we can balance all of that so you can feel more of that sense of well-being. So, and if you would like to learn more about the healing work that I do, please go check magnifiedmanifesting.com and you can check it out all there. And if you have any questions, you can always email me at emmanuel@miraclecaferadio.com. All right, so here we go, and now we're in a space of relaxation. We just went ahead and did some breaths. Let's do one more. Take a nice deep breath in. And release. And do I have your permission to connect with your energy? If so, just say yes and give me one moment. Good. Thank you. All right. So the first thing is, let's go ahead and have the universe, because that's the energy that's working here. It's that life force energy. You know, some people call it omnipresence. Some people call it creator, source. It has no personality. It just is. It's that unconditional love. You know, I try to always, I set the intention to work with that divine, highest unconditional love, one energy. Because, you know, we don't want to work with personalities and things. Sometimes, you know, it's nice to call in angels for us personally, but for me, I like to just make it more universal so that, you know, there's no attachments to it. It just is. And that's when the healing is so powerful. So what I would like to do is, can we have the universe give each of us the highest understanding, wisdom, knowledge, and insight of what balance means for us? Because everyone has their own, you know, experience in life, so balance is going to be a little bit different for everyone. So can we ask that you receive the highest and greatest perspective for you of what balance really is. If you want that, say yes. Good. If you're energy sensitive, you might be feeling that right now. In the hands, maybe in the face, cooling sensation. Some people feel really hot. For me, I just feel it coming in through the top of the head. Good. Take a deep breath in and release. Okay, for any time in your life, in this lifetime, or any past lifetimes, where you were meant to learn some lessons around living a life that is not balanced, can we go ahead and show you all the positive lessons you were meant to learn from those experiences now? Good. Take a deep breath in and release. Can we have the universe show you what really was happening all of those times where you experienced a life that is off balance? Can we show you what really was happening instead of what it might have appeared to be happening? Good. Take a deep breath in. With each breath, we just anchor in to the present moment. Good. All right. So sometimes we can experience trauma or stress, whether it's in the body, in our mind, if we're not experiencing that balance in our life. So any trauma or stress that we experienced, past, present, future, around a life that was maybe off balance, can we go ahead and begin healing, releasing, and clearing the trauma and stress from the physical body, from the mind, and from the emotions? If you want that, say yes. Good. Take a deep breath in and release. And sometimes we identify ourselves so much with the trauma that we think it is us. We think that it's a part of us. And this is usually on the subconscious mind. So can we have the universe show you on the subconscious and conscious level how to recognize who you are without trauma and stress in your life? If you want that, say yes. Can we show you in your mind that it's absolutely possible for you to live your life without stress and trauma? Good. And if you happen to find yourself recreating those patterns of trauma and stress, can we show you how to immediately recognize when it's happening and move out of it without judging yourself in the process? Can we show you that that's possible? Good. Take a deep breath in. And release. Excellent. And now what I would like to do is, sometimes we can formulate or experience or internalize a lot of resentments, rejections, regrets, things like that when we have, we are off balance in our lives. And so this could be projected onto others, or it could just be projected onto the universe itself. So can we go ahead and begin releasing those resentments, rejections, and regrets for any time you experienced a life that was off balance for any reason, or you just felt off balance and you might have internalized those energies? Can we begin pulling and clearing those now? Good. Can we show you that it's possible to live your life without those resentments, rejections, and regrets? Good. Take a deep breath in. Can we extend that awareness that it's possible to your ancestors, past, present, future? Because sometimes those thoughts that we receive, oh, that's not possible, those could just be their voices, because they didn't know how to experience a life without those resentments, etc. So it makes sense sometimes when those thoughts come in that it just could be passed down from our ancestors. So can we go ahead and extend this for them as well? Good. Take a deep breath in and release. Okay. So before we step back into balance, we have to understand that a big part of that is understanding what the divine feminine is and the divine masculine, because each one of us has both within ourselves. And when we have a balance between those divine energies within ourselves, then it will start mirroring in our life, and then we will project that and have balance in our life. So it's unique for every person what the divine feminine is for you and the divine masculine. But we're going to ask that whatever it is for your highest and greatest understanding to know of that energy, we're going to ask that you receive that. So let's begin with the divine feminine. So can we have the universe give you your personal highest and greatest understanding, wisdom, and knowledge of what the divine feminine is, what it does, and how to really have that knowledge on a deep level now? If you want that, say yes. Good. And then can we also give you the highest understanding of what the divine masculine is and really give you a deep, deep knowledge of that now? Good. Take a deep breath in and release. Okay. So now, any misconceptions or any energies around the divine feminine that are preventing you from actually seeing or feeling or connecting with the true aspect of the divine feminine, can we go ahead and pull, clear, heal, release any of those misconceptions and illusions now? If you want that, say yes. Good. Can we also do the same for the divine masculine? Good. Can we ask that the universe assist you in balancing your divine feminine and divine masculine within yourself so that your life begins to balance? If you want that, say yes. Good. Take a deep breath in and release. And everyone has their own specific, you know, if you want to work specifically on balancing your life, and what we're doing here today is more general. For example, if you're someone who is very, like we mentioned earlier in the show, you know, very organized, which is a great thing, but just super in the mind and always have to have a checklist, a to-do list, and you know, you're just never giving yourself that permission to free yourself, go with the flow. So then what we can do is we can work together privately, personally, we can work together and balance that for you. And if you're someone who is just, you know, maybe is not being able to be focused or be able to create and bring into physical form more, let's say, financial abundance or a career that you really love and making a good living at it or whatever it is, it can be anything, relationships, then we would have to balance that out for you specifically. But today we're just doing something more general so that everyone can balance that divine masculine, feminine within themselves so that it begins showing up as balance in their life. And the final thing that I would like to do is actually balance out the chakras. So we're going to begin with the root chakra, which is right at the base of the rectum. So if you have the spine, it's like that, the bottom section like of the spine. So let's go ahead and if you have, with your permission, can we go ahead and begin balancing the root chakra? If you want that, say yes. And we can, at another time, go even deeper with this because, you know, there's a lot of healing and releasing that needs to happen for a lot of people, especially in the first three chakras. But for today, we'll just do a balance. Okay, can we go ahead and balance the second chakra, which is right above the root, and that is just go up about, let's say, 3 to 5 inches above the rectum. Good. Can we go ahead and balance your solar plex, which is right above the belly button, but it's in the, you know, we're still like seeing like the spine, so we're going to go ahead and just visualize that. You might feel a sensation as well. This is all about stepping into your power, the core, that's where the solar plex is. Good. We're going to move up to the heart space, and you know where that is. So can we go ahead and balance the chakra of the heart space? Good. All right. And let's go up to the throat chakra. Just, do we have your permission to balance the throat chakra so that you can speak your truth with confidence, communicate? Good. And let's go up to the third eye in between the eyebrows, just slightly above. What this does is this allows us to see the unseen. This is a lot of times if you're a healer or intuitive, this is what is super active. Good. And let's just go up to the crown, just right on the top of the head. So do we have your permission to just balance that? Okay, and since the chakras, they communicate with each other, they work together. For example, you know, if you are wanting to step into your power, then you want to express yourself. So stepping into your power, getting into your solar plex, the stomach, really getting anchored, and then speaking your truth confidently, you know, with that knowledge of having that power, that divine power that you are, in a loving way. So you're going to connect the heart, you're going to connect the solar plex, the heart, and the throat. So they all work together. So can we ask that all of the chakras be able to easily work harmoniously together for your highest and greatest good if there was any miscommunication between any of them? So if you want that, say yes. Good. All right. Take a deep breath in and release. So we did a big, big healing today. So just really, really be gentle with yourself the next 48 hours. Not too much stressful exercising. Drink lots of water and make sure that you eat some kind of protein to really feel anchored, because you might feel really loopy and sleepy. So let's go ahead and finalize. So can we go ahead and have the universe raise your physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental vibrations to their highest so you can easily experience all these positive transformations that you have created today or something greater? Good. And can we show you how to see, feel, recognize, and pay attention to the blessings and miracles in your life and be grateful to the universe so that you experience even more? Good. And can we call back all your energy to the present moment right here and right now, anchoring you into this divine moment so that all this work that we've created together manifests in your physical experience starting today? Good. Take a deep breath in. And can we show you how to give yourself full permission to receive this healing and blessing today? Good. Take a deep breath in, just breathing in, gently open the eyes, shaking out the hands, just getting very present. Breathe out. Good. And one more. Take a deep breath in and release. Good. And one more. Take a deep breath in, just breathing in that joy, that love, that ease, that grace into yourself, into your body, and breathe out that joy back out into the universe. And so it is. All right. So I am so, so grateful for, you know, that you have allowed me this opportunity to facilitate this session for you today. If you know anyone who would benefit from energy healing or transformational work, please forward, this recording to them or any of the shows to them. And, they can always skip to the healing part, which will be really, really beneficial for everyone. And the recording is just as powerful as the actual live show that we have today. So, all right. And I'm really, really grateful. And I will talk to you in 2 weeks. And we have an amazing, amazing show coming up again. Please make sure that you drink lots of water and eat some protein so that you feel anchored these next few days, because today's session was really powerful. So let's experience more balance in our lives, and I will talk to you soon.
Thank you for tuning in to the Miracle Cafe. Sign up for our mailing list at miraclecaferadio.com to find out more about upcoming shows and special events. Also, by signing up, you will receive a free powerful energy recording titled Living Your Highest Vision. Sign up today at miraclecaferadio.com, and I look forward to co-creating a miraculous journey with you.